You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
If you were vying for the corner office in your organization, one that you're presently working at, if you were looking to get the top job, the job of the CEO there, how long would you stick around in order to get it? I mean, 5 years, 10 years, and call it quits, maybe 15 for you. Well, the new CEO of RMB stuck around for over 20 years. And in October this year, it's about to pay off for her because she'll be walking in the bank in her high heels, probably, maybe, if she wears high heels, and starting the job as a CEO. Her name is Emery Brown, and she does join the Market Update. Emery, thanks so much for your time. I am assuming that you wear high heels. I'm being very stereotypical. Maybe you don't. Do you?
Hi, Vivi. I'm actually very tall, so I do wear high heels with pride. But
it's not an everyday thing. Yeah, that's what I say. I was assuming. I was stereotyping. Apologies for that. But just
especially after COVID, where many of us are now more comfortable in our sneakers.
No, this is true. This is true. I agree with you there. But discussing the matter at hand today, first of all, congratulations for your appointment. I must ask, was this always the plan when you started at RMB all those years ago, back in 2001? Was it always the plan for you to eventually become CEO? Your plan, that is.
Christina, I must be honest. I thought when I started in investment banking, I thought it was going to be a 5-year journey. I thought that you do it for a short while and then you go on to do different things. And I found an environment that I really loved what I was doing. I loved the people I was working with. And, you know, one day I woke up and it was like 15 years later. And I think that's what's amazing about this industry. You know, there's so much change and new challenges and new opportunities for learning that I just kept on going. But on the CEO role specifically, definitely not. You know, I always say to many of the people that work for me that, you know, I don't think, I think if you enjoy what you do, you give 200%, the future will bring you what it brings you. You know, if you're too fixated about want that corner office, you know, sometimes that shines through. You know, what is your purpose? Why are you here? And for me, it was about being part of building a great organization, being there to serve our clients. And the rest for me was really about an outcome.
Mm. But at what point in your journey, let's say now 15 years later, when you realized, oh, I'm actually still at this organization, at what point did you realize that corner office for you was in reach? And at what point did you actively start working to get it?
I suppose it was when I was appointed as co-head of the investment bank. You know, then you joined the executive committee of R&B. And, I mean, that is really the senior leadership team. And I think that was the first time that I realized that might be an opportunity that is, maybe there for me down the road. But, you know, that was really where I left it. After that, I really just focused to do what my role was and be a partner to my peers. There's so many great people that work with me, and I think that when the conversation was had whether I would be interested, you know, I even considered that because I think one needs to make sure that it is at a stage in your life where you feel that you still have the energy, you can truly contribute to take the business to new heights. So for me, those are more the considerations than just having my eye on the corner office.
Okay. So after all those considerations, you finally said yes. Why?
Absolutely. Because, first and foremost, because I feel that, you know, it's the organization has been incredibly good to me over many years. It is my time to give back to the people of the organization to, you know, have an impact in their lives and in their careers, and to, you know, just to really see what I can add to what great CEOs have done before me to lead an organization and even be a better place than where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason, I must be honest about it, you know, and there was quite a bit about it in the press today as well. You know, for me, it was also that, you know, for a long time in my career, I've been a role model. And I think it is great to demonstrate to the young women in society and that might be considering financial services that it is possible for women to attain these leadership roles. And I mean, I'm not the first woman to attain it in South Africa. There's an ombudsman who's doing a wonderful role, job at Nedbank. But I think there must be more of us. So women can, you know, I firmly believe in if you can see her, you can be her.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Very inspired. I was inspired when I saw the statement. Are you the first female CEO at RMB?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I actually wanted to check that fact with you because I just tried to think back as to, has there ever been a woman? No, there hasn't. But I wanted to ask you and clarify that fact. So that's a big role, right?
Correct.
Pressure. So what are you, you said you were speaking about the table and what you're bringing to the table and the like. Practically, what does that look like? What do you see your reign at RMB looking like?
Yeah, for me, I have done many things at RMB. It gave me a good, very broad perspective on the organization, you know, and I think just through the years that I've spent in banking and I've seen many, many cycles that we've been through, and give you a level of experience and confidence to take on the world we find ourselves in today, which is a fast-changing world with lots of uncertainties. And I think that experience and quite frankly, different perspectives that I bring as a woman really, really will enable the whole team and the business to tackle these challenges and to identify the opportunities from it. So I'm a very, you know, I'm an optimist. I look for opportunities, in all situations. And I think that is what, business need today. And business need in South Africa. Business leaders need to find the opportunities and to make sure that we play our role in growing our country.
Mm-hmm. So it's 2022 and you're the first female CEO at RMB. So there's progress on the transformation front. I mean, we have seen it in other sectors, also in other parts of the world. But the narrative is that, you know, the progress is it's a bit too slow. It could be quicker, but nonetheless, we'll take it. I'd like to ask you just how the industry has changed, looking at what the situation looks like now compared to 20 years ago, probably even longer than that, when you started, how it has changed for women and the opportunities that are opening up for women?
It has changed significantly. When I started my career, I was the only woman in an entire group of men as a team. You know, it was really, you know, if we talk about minorities these days, I mean, it's hard when you're just one of someone in a much bigger team. And I think that you were talking about it at the start of the interview about stereotypes. And I think in those days, that was a very much a reality where women were seen in society often to have to fulfill a certain role and men fulfilled a different role. I think that's where things have changed. I think that, you know, women are seen as, you know, being able to partner with men, to do the same roles, to challenge for top leadership positions. Because, you know, and in particular in financial services, you know, I always say that it is a business where it is very much your intellect and your creativity and your interpersonal relationships that is a differentiator. And in those categories, women can compete with men, and there's no reason why they can't work side by side. And I think that is where the shift has really happened, where we see each other as partners. Top talent, there's no specific lens on it. It cuts across race, gender, age, all different spheres. And I think that is really, for me, the refreshing change that's happened. I think really, if I speak about R&B specifically, it's we've got women in all our management layers, and women believe that they can thrive and be successful at RMB. And I think it's that change in belief that for me is the big thing that's happened over the many years.
Yeah. Emery, I'm excited for you. Thanks for allowing us to get to know you a little bit. I mean, there will be plenty of time to engage you about the numbers that you'll be reporting on when you do start in the role officially in October. But congratulations, ma'am. We'll leave it there for now. Emery Brown, and she is the new CEO of RMB, currently the head of the banking division, but she starts formally within that role in October, taking over from James Formby, who may stay within the organization, although we don't quite know as what yet.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.